Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. What's up everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? It's your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So Phil, our old boy Shaq had a viral video of the week. Shaq said that shout out to his podcast, Shaq's The Big Podcast. He said you should never confide in a woman. here's the video.
You open up to a woman?
Yeah.
Never. No, never.
When's the last time you think you've opened up to a woman?
We don't.
Yeah, your whole life.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Man, got players like I couldn't. Me and him related.
Yeah.
It's our first time meeting.
Yeah, but I can tell you guys, there's some connection here.
Oh, no.
And they're going to tell you you can.
Because you know why?
But it's a trap.
Because you know why?
I'm trapped like a motherfucker.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because once you do, whenever something go down, they're going to throw it back in your face.
Well, that's I've had
that's why. That's why. So you can't ever.
That's why you cry, because your dad left.
Yeah.
My thoughts are, is he's kind of right, and he's absolutely wrong. He's wrong because the guy's been married once or twice. Once,
that
right?
Don't, that don't matter.
He confided in that woman about something. Please, he's married. No. He confided in that woman about something.
Well, he's talking about, like, your personal feelings and stuff like that.
Yes, he's married. So
I'm married. I'm married, and I agree 100% with him.
So you never confided, like, your personal feelings about anything to your wife?
No.
I don't think all men, well, like I said, I've never been married, but I don't think all men have the same thoughts, because it's great to find somebody you can confide in, but this is just what I was trying to imply last week about that girl, Gypsy Rose, that's her name?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is what I was trying to comply. It's so funny that this was a viral video of the week too, because this is what I was trying to talk about. Especially for ladies, you have to be very careful who you tell your stuff to, because people will look at you as weak. People, like, if you pretty much he just said about how somebody, like, throw it up in your face if you tell them something. If you've been abused for a woman, if you've been abused, sexually assaulted, raped, or whatever you want to call it, and you tell someone like that, people look at that, and people will look at that as a sign of weakness. That's absolutely true. The example of this is Married at First Sight. Remember when a dude had cried in front of his wife, and she goes and tells everybody. She told all the girls on the show. Then she tells her family members, "Yeah, he was over there crying." Well, she looks at that as he was weak doing it. That's why I said you have to be very careful who you tell your stuff to.
I agree. People right along with Shaq. Don't tell her shit about that. You know.
Yeah, I don't think.
Now, you was talking about Gypsy Rose. Now, Gypsy Rose confided in her boyfriend, told him all her feelings about her dad. Her mom was doing all this and that to her.
Right.
And then what he do? She even showed him how to kill the mom. He killed the mom. Now, he in jail for life without the possibility of parole. She outside of jail chilling right now, about to make money.
Well, hold on. Before all that stuff happened, he started doing that sadomasochism stuff to her, because she's been abused, and he looks at her as like, there's something I can do it to.
No, see, now you going on her side. I think she was down.
Well, you have to keep in mind. You have to keep in mind that was on Facebook. All that stuff was still documented. Remember, they were showing all the
dresses. She was dressing up, and she was doing all that crazy shit with him. She was down for all that crazy shit.
No, this is before
when she found him online. She knew he didn't hide his weirdo stuff, and she was drawn to that stuff.
Well, she said that he did, and it was documented on the Facebook, on the text messages. They was messing each other back and forth. They already have that documented down. So
had that stuff posted online and stuff. He was already a weirdo, and she was drawn to that.
Unless she erased it, all the other stuff.
Of course she did. She trying to make her seem like she's innocent, and he's catching hell for it. When it was her plan and her fucking whole idea to fucking kill her mom.
Well, shout out to the big Shaq's big podcast, and his guest was Country Wayne. The other guy, I seen his face before. He's like a sports guy. I seen his face before, but I don't know his name. But our boy, our living legend, Country Wayne, is there. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about Cat Williams. Did Cat Williams talk shit about Country Wayne?
I don't remember.
Faison does it all the time.
He was talking trash about the other Sadiq or whatever. That's what we talked. Cat Williams was talking about.
Oh, see, Al Sadiq is not bad. A bad comedian. He has a couple.
He okay.
He's not bad, and that was kind of a little bad going against Al Sadiq. He's funny.
No, it's not because he mentioned how the whole situation went and how to do loud on him.
He's funny when he's on Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan likes him, so he's always on his podcast.
And I've never seen anything funny with Country Wayne, so whatever.
Hey, look, everybody likes him. And I heard that we talked about that, about the Netflix special. They said it was horrible. And there's like people that like Country Wayne. And I'm confused because I look at those YouTube videos and I don't see anything funny. We talked about it before. The only thing that I see something in Country Wayne is those women that be having on the show. They good looking. That's mm-hmm. only what make you want to look at it because of the women mm-hmm. that be on there. That's the only thing.
It's like a generational thing because these new the new generation, they find a lot of stuff that the older generation don't find funny. Like our comedians was real comedians that made you fucking crack up laughing. And their comedians is like, really? I'm supposed to laugh? Why are you, you're not laughing? The only people laughing is the younger people.
Yeah, and plus this is a generation where they quote unquote just happy to be outside. So they're gonna find something funny in everything. So and like you said, it's like a generation thing because like how they say white people, they do this. Hee 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 ha ha ha. Black people, they do this. Those type of jokes. How many times you heard those jokes? They've been saying those jokes ever since I was a little kid still in school. So when they still doing the same shit, that's not funny to me because I heard it all before. It's almost like the slam dunk contest. It's right. Like it's not for me. That was a little basketball reference. It ain't for me. Well, we got a second viral video of the week. This was from a lady. I don't know her name, but she's going to tell us the downsides of being an attractive woman.
There's not a lot of conversation about the disadvantages of being attractive. One, as a woman...
And when she threw that out there about being attractive, then and they gave her hell about that baby hair she got and how her hairline starts and how she got a big forehead and all that shit. They was giving her hair. Like, how in the world she so claims she all attractive with that baby hair? I mean, she is attractive. What is nothing to lie about? Well, here we go.
You will have a hard-ass time making friends. I've met people who gravitate towards me because I'm attractive, because they think in proximity they will get some of my privileges. I've had friends that cut me off out of the blue. I have friends that have told me to humble myself. It's going to be hard to date. I've met men.
Okay, did they just tell you to humble yourself out of the blue, or did you do something?
Right, so if they was your friends and then they just stopped fucking with you, that's you and your attitude, shit that you done. Because if they felt that way, they would have never been your friend to begin with. They was your friend, and then they just out the blue stop fucking with you because of something you did or said. Somebody telling you to humble yourself, that means you probably acting a little hostility or whatever.
That's what it sounds like.
And who just want to be with me to be a trophy. I've had boyfriends who have not been able to deal with the amount of attention I get and therefore take it out on me.
So you had a boyfriend, and you all up in this man and that man's face, and he got upset. That's what it sounds like to me.
She's full of crap.
I guess her TikTok is Jessie Lee Wong 92. I guess that's her name. I've never seen her before.
I've been stalked. I've been followed home. I've been stalked by ex-boyfriends. I've been groped. I've been raped. I've been assaulted.
What's raped? Is that rape, but she don't want to say?
But why she do air quotes with it?
Well, TikTok is like a kids type of play, young.
Well, no, because platform. I know TikTok and I know YouTube, and they all say great now, but they don't do the air quote. So why she do the air quote with it?
I guess because she's saying that that's not the real word. So
we already know that. When you say great, we know what you're talking about.
I've been through a lot because I'm attracted. It's not for the weak. And when people talk about pretty privilege, yes, I will get a free meal. I will get free entry. I will get preferential treatment. A lot of times I don't.
Women get free meals and free entries. It's not the way they look. It's just because they just want more females inside.
Depends, because I think it's both. Sometimes if it's just a whole gang of females, they're going to let them in regardless of what they look like. And then there's other times where you might only want the fly girls to come in there, you know what I mean, that look good.
Right. So she says she doesn't pay for stuff. So did you not pay for stuff when you had this boyfriend that got on you for accepting that stuff?
She hadn't paid for stuff none in her life. What are you talking about?
No, but I'm saying if she got a boyfriend and she's accepting free stuff, then and he got on her about accepting it, how's that his fault?
The bottom line is you finished with this video or is it still not playing?
No, it's going to keep going.
We'll talk about it at the end.
I don't have to pay for stuff. That's great. But I wouldn't say it's comparable to the amount of detriments being attractive has put me in. Lord knows I'm very grateful that my mother picked an attractive sperm donor that gave me this face, but it has definitely made
no father in her life, huh?
Damn, dad is a sperm donor. That's it, huh?
It's no father in her life. I tell you, we live in this Marvel universe where there's no men involved. The same thing like the kids pole dancing last week. And the girl that had the kid going to damn Walmart and a trash bag. No, he ain't have a trash bag. He had on drawers. They put that thing on him, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he only had a pamper on.
Life a bit more challenging. When you are an attractive person, especially an attractive woman, you will need to walk around and protect yourself. Physically, mentally.
So a fat, ugly woman.
Man, every female got a fucking alert.
So a fat, ugly woman, she could just walk around freely. Nobody bothers her, and she got to pay everywhere she go.
Everly from everyone, because they will be attracted to you. They will be coming for different reasons, and you're going to have to be able to keep them away.
Shit.
As a woman who's
there's only one main reason men come for you.
Yourself. I'm in the gym 5 times a week, getting strong as fuck, in case somebody walks up on me, they're going to get you. Need to learn how to read people. You need to pay attention to your surroundings. You need to not get gas late at night. You need
any woman shouldn't get gas
this
late
is all
night.
The shit that anybody should be on top of.
Right.
Besides to attract the female.
Yeah, any woman shouldn't be getting no damn gas. And first of all, well, I could hate women. I could be a male chauvinist, but I don't think any woman should be outside at nighttime by herself. When you getting off at work and it's getting dark now, you should head your ass home.
Needs to be on your
I might hate women and be a male chauvinist, so
P's and Q's, and you need to be extremely intelligent. I once had someone pretend to be a business sent me an email saying that they would fly me and my brand, I have a swimsuit line, to another country to do a photo shoot. Everything seemed extremely legitimate.
I don't even know her, but I would think that was strange for somebody to call you out the blue, like, hey, let me fly you to such and such and bring your swimsuit.
They even sent photos of other women that will be attending the event.
Anybody can get photos of women online, ma'am.
I don't believe her.
They fucked up because one of the women in the photos is someone I know. I messaged them.
What's the odds of that?
No idea.
The fucking scammer got your girlfriend picture on his scam site.
About this pervert was trying to lure me out to another country to do God knows what with me. This is what you get for being attractive.
All right, Jesse Lee Wong, 92. Now, what was you wanting to say?
I was just going to say, she just ain't got nothing to talk about. Because an ugly female can tell you all the hard reasons why his life is going hard for her because she's ugly.
Right.
The same way a short guy can say stuff in his life ain't right because he's short, or an ugly man. Like, everybody can make up a fucking list. Just be glad that you're getting all your free shit and you're attractive. All that stuff that she was talking about of being, you got to be worried, you got to be on your P's and Q's, that's any female.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, she's full of crap.
So we going to Columbus, Ohio, where 19-year-old Javen Campbell has been charged with murder after police said he tried to stop a person breaking into cars, and he fatally shot the car robber. Listen to this guy who just tried to be a superhero. This is when superheroes goes wrong. Here's the report.
This midday, 19-year-old Jevin Campbell has been charged with murder after being accused of killing a man yesterday. NBC4's Delaney Ruth joins us from the Franklin County Courthouse with what we learned during Campbell's arraignment this morning. Delaney?
Jennifer, good morning. Around 8 a.m. yesterday, Columbus police were called to Belcher Drive in the Northern Lights neighborhood on a report of a shooting. When they arrived, they found an unidentified man suffering from at least one gunshot wound. Jevin Campbell was arrested and charged with murder in connection with that man's death. Now, in court today, the prosecution said the victim was allegedly trying to break into cars in Campbell's apartment complex. Police say Campbell saw the man get into an altercation with a female neighbor in the parking lot because the man was allegedly trying to steal the woman's car. Prosecutors say that is when Campbell intervened. The victim tried to run away, but according to police, Campbell chased after him and fired multiple shots at the man, killing him. The prosecution says that Campbell did admit this to police. Now, Campbell was given a $1 million bond by the judge this morning in court. He's supposed to be back in court on January 12th. Local 3 in Columbus, I'm Delaney Ruth, NBC4.
That's when a superhero trying to be a superhero, trying to save some damsel in distress, goes wrong. Would you say?
It also got to do with he got the wrong complexion for the protection. How do you say the complexion for the protection?
I disagree.
So look, he was out there protecting other people's property.
No.
Let me finish what I'm saying. He was out there protecting other people's property from this guy still in the car or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. The guy run off and he shot him. What's the difference from the young white kid going to another state to protect businesses that's getting robbed and he wound up shooting and killing two people?
That's
He got off. He went to jail.
That's two different states.
Same
so
thing, protecting other people's property. And not
yeah, but people. that's a state thing. I get your point. I get your point, but there's different type of states, whatever their laws is. Wait until the next story. He was the lady was outside, I guess, wrestling with the dude that was breaking in her car or whatever. Mm-hmm. He hears it. He comes outside, and I guess he's the robber sees him coming outside and he ran. And that's when he shot him. First of all, you can't shoot nobody when they're running away from you, because now you're under pressure.
Now it all depends on, is this a stand your ground state, right?
Because this is Ohio. It's no stand your ground. It's up. Okay. When you go down, that's when you get to your stand your ground. Well, we'll see. We'll hear this in the next report. But
so,
yeah,
like if he got a gun and he's licensed, he can protect that girl if this guy's a crook trying to get her. You know what I mean? But the problem is he's running away. Now the threat is gone, so you can't shoot nobody and chasing him and shooting him in the back.
Right, and that's what he did. And so the woman that was getting her car robbed, she's home with her family, and my man is in jail and got to go through this stuff. So,
well, that's when you got that people. Some people say, "Mind your business." It ain't got shit to do with you. You just mind your business.
Or he could have just said, "Oh shit, somebody getting robbed. Let me call the police."
Or he could have fucking saved the day and once my man ran off, not shot him in his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Did he kill the guy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're going to Houston, Texas, our favorite, where a robber is dead after police said he was shot and killed by a bystander who caught him in the act. Here's the report.
Tonight, Houston police say they have talked to the man who shot and killed a robbery suspect overnight and left the scene. No charges have been filed, but HPD says the DA will refer the case to a grand jury. Katira Winfrey shows us how the shooting unfolded at a gas station on the northwest side.
In surveillance video shared with KHOU 11 News, you see a man pumping gas while his spouse waits in the car. It's around 12:30 a.m. Saturday at the Chevron gas station near Ella Boulevard and Greens Parkway in North Houston. When to the right of the screen, another man runs into frame. Police say that man pistol whipped the man pumping gas and took his wallet. As it's happening, a bystander is watching nearby.
He's in another car parked in front of the store. He sees the robbery. He gets out of his car with a pistol. He shoots once, maybe twice, at the suspect that's running away, and the suspect goes down.
According to the video, it took roughly 10 seconds for it all to happen. The bystander is seen going over to the robbery victim before getting back in his car and taking off.
Person that they robbing could have died. That's not right.
Miss Sandra lives nearby and says this is the first she's hearing of the shooting and says she's grateful the victim is still alive.
If they want their life, they need to leave other people's stuff alone and working.
First of all, this is Texas. Please leave people alone in damn Texas. Everybody has a gun on them.
Right.
Get they on stuff because people work hard for their money.
Even though the bystander left the scene, it's not clear if he'll face charges. KJOU 11 legal analyst Carmen Rowe doubts he will, but says there's always a chance he could.
And in looking at this video, I think anybody would think that this shooting was justified under these circumstances.
She says the location is important. It appears the robbery suspect was shot in the back, but says the bystander could have believed the threat was still real, considering police say the suspected robber first pistol whipped the victim.
And this is an interesting case because it's very similar to the Taqueria shooting we had about a year ago.
Reporting in Houston, Katira Winfrey, KHOU 11 News.
As our legal analyst mentioned, this could be similar to a shooting inside of a restaurant just over a year ago where a customer killed a robber.
Oh, we covered that, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. It's almost the same story we just talked about. Not this new story, but the one you just said at the gas station.
Yes.
Because my man was still running and the guy still shot him, but he shouldn't have left the scene. So that's what might jam him up. I don't think he's going to do no time. Just like the first guy, I don't think he should have got no time either. So who knows? Like you said, depending on your state laws.
Also caught on surveillance. Now, we edited the video to not show the actual shooting in this one. HPD said an armed masked man entered the establishment and demanded money and wallets from
right
customers. The man who shot him several times was never criminally charged. In his case,
he just bust that bad. It just kindly just got in his car and drove the hell home. And right, just like ain't nothing ever happened. See, me, I'd have just stayed.
Yeah,
I'd stay
the cops too.
Yeah, or he didn't have to stay in a restaurant. He could have just sat in his car or something to when the cops showed up.
Ended up in front of a grand jury who ultimately cleared him of any wrongdoing.
Well, in Texas, you can defend someone's property. And from what I don't think they said it on this report, but the guy that walked up and pistol whipped the victim took his wallet. So he was running off with his wallet. So until he was running off with my man's property. So the guy is defending his property by shooting the guy. So like you say, he can get off. But the only thing they probably would charge him with is like leaving the scene of a crime. Mm-hmm. A crime. I don't know what they would call that. That's his only fault. I don't understand why you shooting people and just driving away like that.
Yeah.
Well, what was you about to say?
No, I was going to say, did the first guy that was assaulting the girl trying to carjack her, did he steal anything? Because I feel like my man shouldn't have got charged either, though.
He was trying to steal her car, but he, I guess the lady had went out and started hollering, and he ran. He wasn't running in with the car. He wasn't.
No, I thought he was fighting with the girl to try to steal the car.
Yeah, he was.
So he probably punched her upside her head a couple times. So I feel like it was justified too. But sometimes you just got to mind your business. Call the cops. Mm. Hey, shoot up in the air, whatever you can, but don't get too involved. You know what I mean? But then now he's sitting in jail and everybody else is chilling.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yep. Now that woman, is she going to say, well, I don't have much money, but if you need me to help you in your defensive kind of way.
She should be a witness.
Uh-huh. Like, I don't know, do you live by himself or whatever? I can look and see. I don't have much money, but I can look at your place and see if everything all right or something like that. That woman went home and went to sleep and didn't think nothing about it.
It's fucked up.
So we go to Las Vegas, Nevada, where Pastor Nick DeVal was killed by his neighbor, Joe Juno, during a dispute after David complained to their HOA about Juno. I probably butchered both of their names, but this is going to be a future episode of Fear Thy Neighbor right here.
The final moments of a North Las Vegas pastor's life captured on video is now revealed in a newly filed wrongful death lawsuit. This is the woman accused of killing the pastor, his next door neighbor, Joe Juno. She is now charged with murder, attempted murder, and child abuse. Fox News' Kim Passoff is live tonight with the details behind those charges.
The pastor's wife, who was also shot that day, filed this 13-page complaint, wrongful death lawsuit, seeking an unspecified amount of damages, sharing with the world what happened that day that her husband's life was taken, allegedly by an angry neighbor. This is a screenshot from a video taken by one of the pastor's children, ages 12 and 15, from inside the family's car as their father, 46-year-old Nick Davey, was shot and killed in front of them. Their mother, Sarah, shot moments later, survived.
Your mind just can't process that.
Fellow pastor of Grace Point Church, Ty Neal, says the family was terrorized for weeks by their neighbor to the point that they had left their home and were staying elsewhere. Neal, who lives nearby, heard the shots that day.
I heard some pops.
It happened December 29th on...
Well, I want to know, what did the neighbor do?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell's going on with the story. They ain't really getting into it like they should.
Lookout Lodge Lane, inside the gated Court of Aliante, a community of townhomes. Court documents say the neighbor confronted the pastor and his family in front of his home after he made complaints about her to their homeowners association. The lawsuit alleges the HOA then told her about those complaints. Though the lawsuit does not name the HOA, it said...
I believe that the HOA, whoever was ahead, knew Miss Jill and told Miss Jill that, hey, you know, your neighbors was filing reports about you.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what's going on with the story. They're not really explaining the good breakdown.
Well, she terrorized the neighbors, right?
Why?
They never explained why. So the neighbors had told the HOA. So the HOA had told Miss Jill, that Pastor DeVal told on him, which is supposed to be anonymous. You're supposed to say someone in the neighborhood was making complaints about you. She had told, the HOA had told Miss Jill that the person's name who filed the complaint or whatever about him. And that's what made her, Miss Jill, mad and shot her. Shot the guy. Well, they shouldn't.
It's still not making sense to me.
Well, they're suing for wrongful death to the apartment, to the complex, because they're not supposed to. That's supposed to be anonymous.
So hold on. So the white guy is the pastor.
Yes.
Who was terrorizing him?
Miss Joe.
The Asian lady.
Yes.
Filipino or whatever. She was terrorizing the pastor.
Yes.
So who told?
The HOA. The pastor had told HOA. The HOA had told Miss Jill that the pastor, by his name, complained. The
pastor said you harassing him.
Yeah, which was supposed to be anonymous. So that's why the lady shot him. So, and the family saying that, well, if the Asian lady wouldn't have known that he did it, maybe he still might be alive. So they're suing for the wrongful death.
Yeah, sounds like there's a lot to the story that they're leaving out.
It's quote, the homeowners association knew or should have known that defendant would likely perform violent actions against deceased and plaintiff as a result of.
Oh, and the kids was in the car. So that's why she got that child abuse charge.
Ongoing association dispute. And the lawsuit also claims that Junio did not have a license or permit to carry a firearm. They believe that she borrowed it from someone. They intend to track that someone.
Who the hell would do some shit like that? Hey, well, let me borrow your gun. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. None of that shit got body on it.
Yep. And I would charge them as well. I don't know what you charge them with.
And sue them.
The murder?
Yeah.
As well. Reporting live tonight, Kim Passoff, Fox 5 News, local, Las Vegas.
A GoFundMe for the family has reached $89,000. It has a $100,000 goal. You can find a link on our website on fox5vegas.com.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, that'd be on Fair Dot Neighbor. Not this coming season, but the next season. All right, we're going to our favorite place, Fulton County, Georgia, where the former president got charged. The inmates is banging each other. One inmate was given inmates gifts or something. The young dude that was dressed as the prisoner. The other lady was beating up the clock. Oh, and they was bringing food and stuff in for the inmates. Fulton County, Georgia. Calvin Brock, a former chief of staff of Fulton County Commissioner Nellie Hall, was fired after he ended his romance with her. Boy, oh boy, she just forced him to do things with her. Here's the report.
Now to a Fox 5 exclusive. Former chief of staff for a Fulton County commissioner is speaking out for the first time about his almost $1 million settlement against Fulton County.
Calvin Brock says Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall fired him after he ended a sexual relationship with her. A federal judge ruled in Brock's favor earlier this month. Fox 5's Angelique Proctor talked with the fired employee about the toll the case had on him.
Calvin Brock says finally having this sexual discrimination case behind him feels really good. He says finding the courage to actually file it in the first place was one of the most difficult things he's ever done.
I have a regret from the first time that I was propositioned.
Fired Chief of Staff Calvin Brock says he agreed to a sexual relationship with Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall.
It was just so hard. They had a contract.
She put a gun to your head, huh?
Right.
That he knew was wrong because he wanted to keep his six-figure salary.
The lows got very low. I had to take out of my 401k to finish rebuilding my house.
Oh, you full of shit, dude. Is he married? Because it sounds like something like he a married man and was like messing around on the side with the bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's trying to say that she forced him to do stuff. Hey, look, babe, I
goddamn. Yeah, exactly. It sounds like a Tubi movie.
Hey, look, babe, I had to do it or she would have took my salary away. When was I going to get a job like this?
House. And then just the emotional standpoint, I did go to a psychiatrist, could not find a job.
Play the game, cuz.
I was blackballed in the city.
Once Brock ended the romance, Hall fired him. That's when the 52-year-old filed an equal employment opportunity complaint that led to a jaw-dropping trial that revealed sexual encounters in Hall's office and their homes.
Mm.
Brock and his attorney said having the traditional roles reversed was going to be tough, but they believe...
All right, I don't see a ring on his finger, so he may be single.
They would prevail because of the overwhelming evidence, including... tracking devices placed in Brock's car.
The evidence was damning. It was salacious, and it was non-flattering. We felt that the county certainly did not want this to go forward, and that the public see what was going on.
Attorney Mitchell says he tried to settle with the county several times before the trial. In the end, a federal judge awarded Brock back pay with interest, compensatory damages, and attorney's fees. He says he finally feels whole.
So much manipulation and abuse of power amongst other individuals that were in that office that I tried to protect over the years, that I felt like if I did not do this, I felt like others would be actually targeted.
Mr. Brock says he no longer wants to work in county government and has completely changed career paths to cybersecurity. In Gwinnett County, Angelique Proctor, Fox 5 News.
And you better sleep with me or else, and he just had to do it.
I just wish more people would just take accountability for shit that they done. Everybody play the victim game now. You know what I mean? He's a grown-ass man. He didn't have to sleep with that girl if he didn't want to. You know what I mean? So he knew what he was doing, and then he loses his job. It probably was on some other shit besides just that he lost his job.
But she kept her job. So what's the... They ain't say anything about she lost her job, but she was fired.
Did she fire him, or did he get fired from the job?
She fired him because they weren't having relations anymore.
I'm pretty sure it's another reason why he got terminated besides that. It's just like nobody takes accountability for what they're doing. Y'all both adults. You didn't have to do that. You snuck around with this lady and was banging her and then wanted to call it quits, and it is what it is. You got $1 million. I'm pretty sure you got another line of work now.
I want to know, do her and our girl Fanny know each other? They both was in the same crew, messing around with people they had no business being as. You don't mess around with your subordinates. If you want to do that at work, you don't do anything like that because shit like this happens. now, like you said, now he can play the victim and, oh, you use me and all that stuff because her own misjudgment. And I don't understand how she can keep her
job. I think the whole thing is bullshit. First of all, like you said, if they got a boss, the boss should have fired both of them. Fired her after he found out he was banging at the job. You know what I mean?
Right.
But even in the military, there's a lot of higher-ups messing around with younger girls that they shouldn't be messing with. Officers messing with, you know what I mean, enlisted. You don't. They frown upon it. They tell you not to. No fraternization, all that shit. They still do it. Then once somebody get married, there's nothing you can do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same. That's the same like in the sports world. They tell all them athletes, don't mess with the cheerleaders. And what they do? Half these athletes got babies with the cheerleaders. Because once the girl do it anyway, she know what the rules was. The athlete knew it. The athlete's not going to get kicked out of the sports for doing that. And then if the girl, she's going to keep the baby. And she said, the hell with being a cheerleader. I'm an athlete baby mama now, so I'm good. So it's like nobody's being accountable. Like, I wouldn't award anybody nothing for doing some dumb shit. Like, if it was me, he wouldn't be getting no $1 million.
No, you're going to have to, sir.
No, I wouldn't. That's look, you would have to. I said if it was me.
And no, you're going to have to because of the law.
You would.
You're going to have to because it's the law, Philip. You cannot mess with.
So what I'm saying is, if I say when I'm running things, I'm running the law then. So my law, my rule says you don't get shit.
Your law says that he was wrongly fired. Whatever, if he was fired because he wasn't doing his job, they're still having a relationship. So that can affect of her judgment on whether she should fire him or not.
I understand that.
That's federal law, Phil.
Right. So what I'm saying is, if I was her boss, I would fire her for that. I wouldn't have gave him anything, neither one of them.
But he lost pay. And he lost pay.
He lost pay for fucking around with his boss.
Okay, but she's higher than him. You don't mess with any support.
I don't like, he knew that and he still did it.
Yeah. And
so it's like nobody taking accountability for what they've done.
She could have forced him to do it.
So this is the only job he could take in the world. He didn't
for that six figures. Yeah.
If he's good like that, he's educated enough, he got the credentials, he can find a six figure job somewhere else.
For that six figures, yeah. And no, we don't know.
He knew what he was doing.
She could have walked in there with those bosoms, because I know you've seen them bosoms on her, because she's thin and with some nice sized bosoms. She could have walked in with them bosoms, and she probably forced him to do stuff to her.
Ain't no force nothing. No, he's a grown ass man. He knew what he's doing.
She's higher than him. That's what I always say about messing with somebody at work. That's why I always say messing with somebody at work.
You don't have to do it, is what I'm trying to tell you.
You don't, but if he didn't do it, she could have lost her job.
He didn't have to get the job.
Have you listened to the Vince McMahon stuff?
No.
Okay. Well, it's pretty much the same thing.
What I'm trying to tell you is, when a grown person do shit that they ain't supposed to do, they shouldn't be rewarded for it.
Yeah, but I see your point. But I'm talking about federal law with the sexual harassment and all that stuff. If you're not going to award nobody anything, that man can sue the state. Now, do you really want to go there? And he's definitely going to win then.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, because you cannot mess with somebody that's a subordinate. He's a subordinate. She could have forced him to do stuff. Sleep with me or else.
I bet you he got a text that says something like, hey, babe, why don't you meet me at fucking the Grand Hotel? So that's not no force. You initiated that meetup. And I bet you he did shit like that.
Well, we don't know what happened before that conversation.
You know, he was banging her in the office. He was banging her at different houses and all that shit.
Right.
So he knew he was doing wrong, but he don't get punished for it.
Because he needed to keep his job. I see your point. I ain't arguing with you, but I'm arguing with you. No, I'm not, because that's the law, sir. You cannot do stuff on a job like that.
Right. So what I'm trying to tell you is, when I say I was running shit, that means if I'm judge, jury, and executioner, I'm above the law. And what I say is, neither one of them, first of all, they both get fired and y'all both ain't getting shit. Go find a job somewhere else. And that's that.
Then they have, you ever been with us in a sexual harassment seminar?
Yes.
Is it compared to your job, or this is military?
They're both.
Oh, okay. And don't they have pretty much subjects like this that you can't do?
Yep.
All right. That's the law, sir.
If you still do it, you should negate all your fucking rights and shit for still getting involved in it. We're adults. You know right from wrong. If you want to go the wrong path, I don't want to hear you crying after y'all get caught.
I get it,
or
sir.
Or chick was sour. Oh, man, she made me do it. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I get it, sir. But on his side, you just don't know. Maybe she may have forced him to do stuff. Obviously, he didn't. Obviously, she didn't. But you just never, you don't mess with your subordinate.
He's playing the game now, and he got $1 million out of it.
That the woman is not bad looking. If she wanted a man, why she just couldn't go out to like a jazz club or something? And one our girl that got drunk and pissed on herself on the street, one that was Georgia too, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, why they ain't go to that club with each other? She could have easily found a man. I mean, my goodness. Why did she pick?
So he got $1 million out of this. Let's say he go to his next job where his boss is pretty and shit, right? Mm-hmm. She don't know his background. He start banging her, and then he get fired. He can do the same thing and just keep doing it. When do the nonsense stop?
He sure can do it. That's against the law,
that's
sir.
Bullshit to me. Then why do you allow it? It shouldn't be one sided. I don't care who got the power. If you're an adult, you know right from wrong.
That's the same thing about the Boston Celtics coach and the lady. He's hiring her. So
he didn't hire her. He don't fucking watch her do her job and none of that. So that was bullshit anyway.
It don't matter. He's got a higher position than she do. So that means he's hired on a total.
He's hired in the organization, but he's not her subordinate. Is a difference.
Philip, that's the law. You cannot mess with somebody. Bullshit. You only can mess with somebody on the same plane as you. Now, if it was a female head coach for the Boston Celtics, that's his hire. Or he could have messed with the
they pick and choose when they want it to be a problem. There's a whole bunch of people that's fucking banging their fucking secretary and married their secretary with kids. You don't hear no fucking problems about that.
It's true.
That you work with the most is the people you're going to spend the most time with. So of course, relationships is going to come out of that.
Okay, that's true, sir. But let me go back to what you just said. You a businessman. You a CEO of a company, and you found out one of your supervisors is banging the secretary. Nothing happened or anything like that. Nothing happened. The secretary isn't complaining or anything like that. And that position of you as the owner of this company, what would you do in that position?
I already told you what I would do, because I told you with this situation, I said I would fire both of them.
Okay. All right. So that's the law. So what's the argument? So we on the same page.
The argument is I'm not awarding you for getting involved in it. He just got awarded $1 million. I'm not getting
that's because
shit.
She fired him.
See, that's bullshit.
She fired him. He lost money.
He probably, and when you look at his paperwork and see why he got fired, it probably was on some bullshit. He probably was doing some dumb shit because he know he was banging a boss. So I can show up when I want. I can call out. I can do what I want. And he probably was seeing another girl on her too. And that's what probably made her get fired. But it's probably other shit that she can put on the paperwork saying this is the reason why I fired him. And it checks out. He probably half the time didn't show up. Half the time called out. Like all types of shit. I don't know what the case may be. Wasn't doing his job. Or his sales numbers were down. Whatever they do. You know what I mean? Like that. But the main reason is because he ain't fucking with her. But there's a whole bunch of other reasons he was doing too. That they just going to say this is the reason.
This is an equal employment opportunity complaint. That's what he sued for. So that's federal stuff. So they had to award him money. She fired him.
Bullshit. Well, see, we didn't hear her side of the story, so we don't know why he got fired. Nobody is saying I'm gonna fire you because you don't sleep with me no more. There's other reason behind that.
We didn't have to hear her side of the story, sir. They went to court and she lost.
Can we go to the next story?
Is what I've been telling you. You don't have no choice. We see eye to eye because you already just said that you will fire the supervisor that was sleeping with the secretary.
I sure did. And you want to be compensated.
And I'm
So you're trying to tell me after I fired him, then a secretary is going to sue the person that I just fired.
No,
then it would line up with this story.
No, because you just found out that they was having a romantic affair and you fired him. The secretary didn't get fired because she didn't stop. She stopped sleeping with the supervisor. And then that's when you got involved. Then that lady can sue. But no, you found out about it and you fired both of them. So we on the same plane, sir. Thank you.
No, we're not. No, we're near the same.
Oh, yes, we are. We going to Miami Beach, Florida. where 71-year-old Bertha Yalter is facing an attempted murder charge for trying to kill her husband after he received a postcard from his ex-girlfriend from 60 years ago.
Damn.
Here's the report.
There was a shocking arrest in North Miami Beach. A 71-year-old woman accused of trying to kill her husband of 50 years, all in a jealous rage. Local 10's Leanne Mordejón is live with more on this bizarre story. Leanne.
Damn, Grandma.
Yeah, North Miami Beach police.
Hey, that's love.
Say that this was all kicked off because of a postcard that came in the mail from an old flame. And we're talking old. This is about 50 years in the past. But that wasn't a long enough time, apparently, for this wife who allegedly went on the attack when she saw that piece of mail.
Right.
71-year-old damn. Bertha Yalter faces charges of
saying damn too.
You know what I'm saying.
Attempted
murder.
Anybody
listening, they want to go look up Bertha, whatever her last name is, they'll say damn too.
Did battery on a person 65 and older and tampering with a victim. North Miami Beach police say she...
Well, if anyone watches a court cam on A&E,
yeah,
this judge... Okay, now you already know this judge. This judge is like the most famous judge in America because Florida always whacked out stuff happens, and she's always on that TV show.
Tried killing her
Glazer, I don't know
husband
her name.
After finding mail sent to him by an ex-girlfriend.
Ma'am, can you afford to hire an attorney? I will appoint the public defender's office for you.
Police say it happened Sunday afternoon at this condo building in the Eastern Shores area. Yalter allegedly became enraged after a postcard came in from her husband's ex-girlfriend, a woman he dated 6 decades ago. According to the arrest report, the victim told police that his wife of 52 years tried to smother him with a pillow, bit and physically battered him. The responding officer also described the elderly victim as extremely fragile, with serious bruises and open lacerations on both of his arms and stomach area, as well as open bite marks that were bleeding. Police also say there is cell phone video of the incident that is now evidence in the case.
Would be probable cause. She's upset because he got...
Now, who recorded who? Did the man recorded her, or was she recording it?
The man recorded it.
Okay.
She's probably been kicking his ass for the last 30, 40 years.
So the man who's extremely fragile... can record, can pull up his cell phone and point his cell phone to her while she's abusing him, but
no, he can't stop. No. Hit record while she's snapping off and just sit the phone down. You ain't got to hold it and do all that. It only take 2 buttons to record. Hit that.
Okay. So instead, is this is before he hit, she hit him?
Yes. He knew it was coming though, because he already got it last time.
Okay.
Got a postcard from an ex-girlfriend.
A judge ordered Yalter held without bond.
You'll see Judge Benzer tomorrow. Good luck to you, ma'am.
So again, the judge did order her held without bond. She also ordered that she have no contact with her husband. We're live in North Miami Beach. I'm Leanne Mordejón, Local 10 News.
She said, oh, no, I know you ain't get a postcard from Bertha, did you? Bertha probably live in, like, Bertha don't even live in Florida. Bertha probably live in, like, Utah somewhere now with her grandchildren.
Bertha probably reached out just to see if that old lady died. So she was fucking getting back.
His true love. That's his real true love. Mm-hmm. And she... Well, on some sports talk, we'll do a Super Bowl, our Super Bowl picks. Can we do it like Wednesday or not Wednesday, like Thursday or Friday or something?
Yeah, that's cool.
I guess we stay on for about 15, 20 minutes, our picks or whatever. And then I guess I'll find some proposition bets or whatever. So we'll do our sports stuff there. Other than that, anything sports wise you want to talk about?
Not really. I mean, we heard crickets from Danny about Embiid until I brought it up. It's right. Like every time Embiid have a great game, he want to fucking text us and let us know what's going on. But some Embiid fuck up or he injured, it's crickets. They don't say nothing about it. Now Embiid is hurt again. First off, the dude fell on him. It didn't even look like a hard fall.
Right.
Embiid is made out of glass. How you – and he first off, he shouldn't have played because he's hurt all the time. So if he say he hurt, just sit him down. He tried to play anyway. He had more turnovers than rebounds. How is that even possible for somebody 7 feet tall?
Or this can come into play about the investigation about him not playing that Denver game. So,
well, because he never played in Denver. He ain't played in Denver in 4 or 5 years.
Right. So his excuse now can be, this is why I didn't play, because I had knee problems. And like you said, it didn't look like, ain't like the guy like jumped on his knee and his knee went,
right.
He went one way and his knee went the other way or something like that. So I guarantee you that though I was hurt. That's why I didn't play that game in Denver. I went to warmups, whatever. My knee didn't feel right.
No, they said he warmed up. It was no problems.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's what he's going to say to the NBA investigators.
Well, no, they ain't no investigating. They already fined the $675,000. It should have been more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. It's a closed case. Sixers paid the bill, and then that's that.
Mm-hmm. And then now the narrative is Embiid never played with anybody, but he played with Ben, was an all-star, and he played with Jimmy Butler.
That's what Danny said. That's what Danny said.
Right.
What'd he say? How you word it? We need to put a superstar next to him so he can take some of his load off. Like, right. What? Really? All the players that he played with?
Mm-hmm. Ben, Jimmy, and James. Ben, all was all-stars. So,
Tobias Harris was the all-star before he got here, too.
Yeah, Tobias, too. Yep. And now Maxie is an all-star. So he mm-hmm. hasn't played with anybody?
Yeah, that's crap.
He needs a star next to him. So
he need to not be hurt and step up in the playoffs. And every playoff he's hurt, and every playoff he plays bad. That's the problem.
And then did you see how Danny was talking about Klay Thompson? Hey, I guess y'all don't want Klay now, do you? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'll take Klay. Klay and Tobias is averaging the same points.
Mm-hmm.
Right, y'all. You can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, Phil.
All right, y'all. Peace. Facebook comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at. They'll be back. Niggas see me walking on the block and look like, who is that? Who is that? People always wanna know where my friends is at. Like, we attach. I don't need no crew to produce the same effect. I lean